Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and like DJing was like your COVID, like...
Well, I tried to bake bread, but everybody bought yeast.
Girl, I was like making prison wine. Girl. Like, I was like, let's ferment grapes in the kitchen.
In
and
the
you're
toilet.
Like, I'm going to become a DJ.
Like, well, I always wanted to learn, but it was like, it's very overwhelming and to learn. It was very intimidating. Have you ever been like, you've been to gay clubs where you know the DJ and you go back to the DJ area and you're like, is this Star Trek?
Yeah.
Everything is flashing and beeping and you're, something's smoking.
And you're there's like the smallest touch. It's just a...
That's the thing. And every you're at any given moment, one button away from the music halting. So there is a little high stakes there. What was your COVID activity?
TV and crying.
Love.
And unemployment.
Well, did you really just get COVID again?
Yeah, all of us did. It was like the thing to do in Montreal. Yeah.
Because we both saw each other maybe a month ago at the Just for Laughs festival.
Yeah.
I didn't get COVID, but I was with you a lot. So
you
what?
Can't kill what's already dead. You know,
I guess.
It's like
can't catch it twice.
This was you like can. My ninth time to get it, and I just stayed home. I got home, and everyone was like, "Well, I feel like I've got it," and I just don't tell myself. I just know.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Oh, I got scratchy throat, and I'm fatigued, and I'm tired. It could be jet lag, but I knew better." And I was like, "Let's just stay home."
I'm not saying I'm a conservative, but
well, you just did.
I trust your instincts that you have COVID about as much as I trust those little fucking tests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Those tests are sometimes bogus.
You know what's weird? You know, this is what's so bizarre is that I went to a bar. I can't remember what city I was in, but they had the little swap test that you can test if there's like GHB or something in
love.
Your drink. And I'm like, oh, I love how far we've come.
I know. Have you ever done GHB?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay,
because
me
I
neither.
Feel like I can't do like hard drugs because I feel like I'd be that one person who's like, it took a weird turn. And then I'm like jumping off a boat or something. You know, like that
Why would you be like this?
Like everyone else is like, I had no side effects. And meanwhile, I'm like,
girl,
just foaming.
I'm also that person where when everyone's hungover, no one's hungover, I'm on death's door.
Yes.
Or like, you know, once in a while, if people do poppers, their brain explodes. I'm like, well, then I'm not doing that.
Can't do poppers.
No.
Can't do it.
We're not doing that.
I don't like it.
Yesterday I was spray painting and it reminded me of poppers because the head, like, and I was like,
blech.
Ew.
Yeah.
Poppers are ew. I'm sorry. I love everyone.
You've heard
Good
it first.
For you. Once it's trickled down to your straight girlfriend who's doing it at the bar, we don't need to do them anymore. I think
Thank you.
Good.
I remember going to a bar like years ago and there was like a whole bunch of girls, like, I want to say it was like Mickey's or something. I might've been there with them. And I think that might've been the last time I did them where they were like, let's do them. And I was like, what are we doing?
I know, like,
are we huffing in a garage?
That's what I'm saying. Are we 22?
Yeah.
Are we taking our straight girlfriend from college to the gay bar for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do all that. By the way, I guess I should intro Justin. You guys have noticed that we have somebody much more better looking. We have somebody funnier and more famous in the chair today.
Please.
This is my friend Justin Martindale, one of my first friends I made in Los Angeles.
Yes. We've made it. And I'm not bald.
And I mean, actually the opposite of bald. I don't want to put you on blast, but
beautiful.
Your hair has always been just beautiful.
Thank you. It's real. I'm glad I have it.
It's just beautiful. It's can you turn? I mean, can the kids at home look at that, you guys? And what are you, in your 50s? You still have a forehead? Can you believe that? That's amazing.
It's actually a lace front. You can get it at justinmartindale.com.
But Justin is a very, very decorated comedian. If I remember correctly, you are one of the only like currently working young, hot comedians who have their name on the wall at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. I mean, well, yes, youngest for sure.
I guess tell them what the Comedy Store name on the wall means.
The Comedy Store name on the wall means that you have been hand selected by the best of the best. And Mitzi Shore was the owner of the club. She started in the late 70s and she discovered people like Robin Williams, Arsenio Hall, David Letterman, Jay Leno, Roseanne.
I know.
Sandra Bernhardt.
You know what's sad? When I see Roseanne's name on that wall, I think of Roseanne at that time going up on this wall. That must have been so great.
Yeah, you know? For sure. But I mean, all the legends, all of them. And so I was the last person that she saw when she was alive, and I was the last person she handpicked as a paid regular. Now it's kind of like, you know, you kind of like pay your dues and gradually get to that point. But like, I was like the last lightning strike.
It's like winning Drag Race now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's very like she walked by me one night and just saw me on stage and was like, he's got it. And that was it. But I was so new and so dumb. Like I had no idea what any of it meant. They were like, okay, put in your avails for the week, which means, you know, when you're available to perform. And I was like, oh, this is like my job now.
Oh, so once you're on the wall and you're like a regular rotating, they just schedule you weekly because you now represent the store.
So every night of the week, it's like you're getting headliners from all over the country, like the best of the best. And some of those nights you're just like, I can't believe I paid $20 to just see this. Like all stars.
Yeah. When I was doing like pre-COVID, when I was doing gigs around, I would pick up the weirdest, dumbest little back alley comedy gigs. But because it's LA, you never know who's going to be there.
Exactly.
It could just be Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
It could just be, I mean, and also not only people who are famous, but you never know what comic you're working with where like 2 weeks later, their special comes out and they're suddenly God.
Yeah.
And you're like, that whore?
Yeah.
From 2 weeks ago in the dressing room?
I mean, it's so...
I didn't even think she was funny. No.
Exactly. But I mean, like, if you look at people like right now, it's Matt Rife. And Matt Rife is... I remember when he was like a 17-year-old kid waiting outside of the Laugh Factory. And then during COVID, he just started putting like clips of him outside of like comedy shows in LA because, you know, we had to like be outside. And he just like blew up. And now he has like a worldwide sold out tour till like 2025 or something like that. It's insane.
It's amazing. I mean, I think the last comedy gig I did was like, God, it was like right before COVID, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like when I was doing the gigs and I did Atsuko's show at the Largo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, she's fun. She has cool earrings. I like her lipstick. I love her bowl cut. I'll do
she's
your show.
She's so weird and fun.
And then now she's like, you know, the bowl cut goddess.
Bowl cut goddess.
So, you know. It's just good for her. But not to blow you up too much, but you were when I first moved to LA, you and I have mutual friend of my ex, my former manager, Diana Coney.
Yes.
Hi, Diana.
Wherever you are.
Wherever she is.
P-Town somewhere.
P-Town,
guzzling.
Palm Springs, vibing, girl.
Yep.
And she introduced me to you, and you lived down this, I don't want to say where you used to live. Well, they can't kill you now. You don't live there.
Well.
You used to live like basically on a block of the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And I remember I went with you, and you were like, let's go to my gig tonight. And I was like, cool. And you put on your leather jacket and went like this with your hair, and which looked perfect.
Uh-huh.
And then we walked one block and you just got up there and did your 15. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of drag because it's your real self. And it's like a short and hot, quick performance.
For sure.
Where it's like amazing or miss flop. And it wasn't even a very full room that day.
Yeah.
And you fucking laid those whores out. And
let
them like,
have it.
I was like, how did I beat my first friend end up being someone who was so fucking great at what they're doing?
Yeah, I remember like you got like right off the bus.
Literally, I think
you
I moved
really
that
were.
Week.
Diana was like, oh, you know, I've got Trixie, her season's coming out. And I remember being like, oh my God, this is so crazy. I was like, how, well, how did she place? And she's like, well, I think poorly. She's like fifth or something like that. Were you sixth or fifth?
Who cares?
Oh, the days.
I think I was sixth.
I don't think even... we all think you were sixth.
You're like, we all think you were first.
Yeah, we all, in our hearts, you were first. But I remember the door opening and like Pennywise is standing in the doorway. And I was like, oh my God, what is this like chaotic like Barbie? And I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. And yeah, it was just so fun. And you were just like, I'm here, I'm new. And it's just so exciting to see like how much you've just like blown up over the years.
Physically
blown up.
Yeah.
Like we need Ozempic.
I know. Yeah. You know, I have lost some weight and everybody keeps commenting Ozempic queen.
You?
Yeah.
And it's, you've always looked like this. You're just like getting older and like, you know, it's like you're settling, you know, it's not... The baby pounds are coming off.
No, it's not settling. It's sort of like, you know, when you cook deer meat to become a jerky and it shrinks? I'm just getting more dehydrated.
I'm not losing weight.
I'm drying like weed in the oven. Like,
Rompo peel. Yeah. Like electric food dehydrator.
Rumpelstiltskin. Mm-hmm. Sort of just, you know, gaunt, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I just ran into Devin Green and she said, our cheekbones could have a fist fight.
They
and
could.
I said, are you going to hurt me?
Devin Green's face, her cheekbones could cut diamonds. Like, it's just, she's so beautiful. I just saw her recently.
She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I know we're not supposed to, when we talk about people who are very talented, especially women, I feel bad immediately talking about how beautiful they are. But I also feel like, well, Devin puts a lot of work into her hair and makeup. She probably wants people to notice that she looks great. That whore
is
one of the most beautiful faces I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's just bones, skin, teeth, and eyes.
It's just like a forensic dream. Yeah.
That's not a very good way to describe it.
She's just a bag of bones, teeth, glass, and hair.
Well, you know, the crowd I run with takes a lot of to...
Yeah.
You know, and she probably gets out of bed looking pretty fucking great.
Like, she just looks like a romance novel cover.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like...
Well, that's like your hair.
Yeah. Well, this, yeah. Well, this is my dark phase. I got rid of the blonde.
You were blonde. Were you living though?
I was living and then I missed it. I missed the brown. I was just like, who is this?
Do you
facade?
Feel more grounded? Do you feel
I
more
feel
like
grounded? Yeah. I'm in my new era. I'm in my brunette fall era.
You feel like Kyle Richards now. Like everyone else around you is all blonde and pumped, and you're like, but I'm brown hair. I'm the girl down the street.
Kyle Richards.
Do you play Kyle Richards?
Yeah, I look in the mirror and I go, you are Kyle Richards. Yes, we're going to Aspen.
Whenever I see
what's the hat store she goes to?
A girl, who knows?
What is it? It's like, it's like, it has like, it's not Bottega Louie. It's something. Kimosabi. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, white girls love those big dumb hats.
I hate a big dumb hat.
Those like big, that's the pumpkin spice sort of Freddy Krueger.
It's
like,
right around the corner. It's happening now.
Pound on the glass table. By the way, can you believe all this decoration and this stupid little Barbie plant?
No, I love this. I want to do this with my podcast. I want like just knickknacks and trinkets and treasures.
Well, you know how we did this? Katya and I came in on a day off on our own time and decided that they should do it.
Oh, good.
But we started placing items over here, like making a pile of like, hey, when we eventually do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of this is just fan art and shit. So
I love it.
Whatever, you know.
So zhuzh.
So how long have you lived in Los Angeles?
God, girl. Shit. I think this month actually is like my... Yeah, it'll be like my 18th year, I think. 17 or 18th year. Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't want to talk about this.
You really, you honestly have not aged a moment since
I met you. I know, and I
want
to keep it like that. I'm a vampire, you guys. Like,
you're being preserved.
No work, no Botox, no filler, nothing.
Just formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Just gin in a bottle.
I just, when I go to sleep, it's a jar of pickle juice. It's all it is.
Yeah, you say, good night, babe, and you kiss your lover on the lips, and you grab
my
that,
lover on the lips.
Yes, and you grab that drum of formaldehyde and pull it down over you.
I actually bought Michael Jackson's crypto elephant man casket that I sleep in every night. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about Michael Jackson ever again?
No. Next question.
So many parts of Michael Jackson's existence are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And fun and pop culture, like, you know, it's like Anna Nicole, like just like an icon.
Well, yeah.
But if he did do some of the things that people said he did, then it's like even bad to, you know.
This took a turn.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. Well, honestly, people react so strongly. I just did a gig where almost at every gig in the last year, I've played that Purple Disco Machine remix of About Damn Time by Lizzo.
Yes, yes.
It's a great beginning
Purple of the Disco Machine is everything.
Everything.
I love them so much. Is it just one person?
It's one person.
Yeah, it's a guy, right?
I think he's like a German straight guy.
Of course.
Which
sure.
means the gayest music you've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know Purple Disco Machine, he remixes and makes like basically revamps old disco tracks
yes.
and turns them out.
Yeah.
But I played that About Damn Time remix, the one that won the Grammy this year, and it usually gets the drunk people going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the week of the allegations. And even without them being proven or disproven, the room went silent.
Yeah. People need to calm down and just wait for
but people,
updates.
I'm like, so before you even know what happened, you just are like afraid of this track playing. But
yeah.
then if I literally play a Michael Jackson track early in the set, no one cares. So I'm like,
where do we draw the line?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's just very strange how people just jump to conclusions and being like, she's ruined. It's just like, it happened like 2 hours ago.
I know.
Get the facts straight, all this kind of stuff. It's like with the Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie, they just got divorced. But like over the weekend, it was like, they took his ring off. They're not talking. Da, 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 da. And now they're like, oh, they're divorced.
Well, do you remember the Try Guy scenario?
The which one?
The Try Guys.
Yes,
do you remember
that?
I think one cheated on his wife or something.
Yes,
and they acted like he was
the worst
Osama
person.
Bin
yeah.
Laden.
Yeah,
like
try terrorism. Yeah,
divorce. What is it?
Infidelity.
Infidelity affairs, polyamory. Like that is like one of the most prevalent things in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can we all act like? Why are we all going to act like our lives are perfect when somebody else fucks up? Why are we all going to act like our lives are fucking perfect? What
I
is
know.
That?
I don't get it. And that's what I like to do in my stand-up is kind of let everyone know, like, hey, we all make mistakes. We're all trash.
Yeah, look at me.
That should be the name of my next special. We're all trash.
We're all trash.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you want to do a new special?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna shoot for it probably next year. Taping it sometime next year.
It's such a process.
It is.
I
but
only
I'm ready.
Did one, and I know that I can only scratch the surface of what you guys do, which is put them out like annually. Have you done like a comedy record?
I haven't done a record, but my first special came out last year. On Out TV, which was great. It was called Gay Bash. And I had a great time doing it. It was like the Comedy Store opened it up. They were like, you know, it's so weird because everything thinks that like if it's not streaming, then it's not valid.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So the Comedy Store was just like, let's start putting out specials. Like this is it. This is our home. Let's just do an hour and film it and put it out there.
Yeah.
And it was just very raw and very new and very me at the time. And then, you know, this next one, obviously I want it to be bigger and better, but like, it's that like, oh, it's not valid unless it's on Netflix or Hulu or HBO or whatever. Right. I'm sorry, Max.
Girl, Max. When one of my specials got a Critics' Choice Award nomination like 2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And everybody else in the category was like, their special was Netflix or Peacock. And mine was from my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I've never felt more like The Hills Have Eyes at an event where I was just like, what about my special?
You know, there's a mutant desert troll loose.
They're like, oh, what network is your special on? I'm like, my YouTube channel. Yeah. And they're like, have a great night.
But you that's know? The thing. A lot of people are doing that now because it's just like, you have the control over the views, what you want to put, what you want to say. All that stuff is on YouTube. A lot of the streamers are just like, let's cut this, you know, because it might be a little problematic or whatever. But it's like, at least with YouTube, you have like full access to whatever you want to say. And right. I think that's very important.
Well, especially with comedy, why are you buying a special if your instinct is to tell people what not to say in that special? If there's one group of people that doesn't like to be told what to say, I think it's comics.
For sure.
Like, this is the one business where your job is to get up there and say whatever you think.
Right.
So what the fuck are you telling me to say? Like,
and who are you to have problems with my stuff? You know what I mean?
Who are you to center yourself as like the moral compass?
But here's the thing. Everyone's a troll now.
I know I am.
Everyone's a troll. You don't troll people.
No, I don't troll people, but I have been trolled long enough.
Of course.
And now I think it's actually very amusing.
I'm finally getting trolled. I feel, and when you get trolled, that's when you know you're doing good.
What do they say about you?
You know, not funny, kill yourself, you know, the usual.
So you got my text.
And I'm like, exactly.
I got your text, voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet.
I've gotten a couple like the voice DMs. And then I get into my head. I'm like, what does this person look like? Where are they in their house? Do they have a house? You know, is this just like a click phone?
They send a voice DM of like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you. Bye. What do they say?
And it's like always zero follows, zero posts, like that. Like, so they take time to create a fake account to hate me.
That's so
And that
crazy.
Means a lot.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get, David got, David and I got one the other day that was like, because, you know, I made David be on season one of Trixie Motel. So I think he thought everyone was going to hate him. And instead, of course, his DMs are like 18-year-olds being like, daddy.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, yeah, if you're gay and you have lived at all, you are daddy.
Yeah.
To like 12-year-olds in, you know, Pennsylvania, whatever.
I'm a zaddy now.
Oh, you're zaddy.
I'm zaddy. I've skipped the daddy. Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I think a zaddy's just more like
uncut. Hammer dick.
You know, I've been called worse. yeah. No, I just think it's just like a like,
Zaddy.
I don't know. I think it may be a gayer daddy.
Oh, it's like when you have such a bad lisp that you can't say D's.
It could just be that.
Like, he's a thotty. Some
real friends of WeHo.
Thotty. Did you watch that?
No.
Well, I did.
I know Joey, though. I met one of them at Starbucks the other day. He's very sweet.
Joey.
Joey Zazig. He's the one. He sounds like he's, I don't know where he's from, but it's like very like,
he sounds very East Coast and it's very like this.
Okay. Is he really tan, dark hair, tall?
At the time, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
very
yes.
sweet.
I watch the show because I like to support the women, the gays.
Yeah.
The girls. And it was, people really rejected that show.
Oh, people hated it.
But they hated it, I think, without even watching it.
Well, because
they
it interfered with Drag Race. Yeah, of course.
God forbid these fags on TV get in the way of me watching these fags on TV.
Exactly. Can't we just have it all?
Why are y'all acting like it's 1994 and you follow the cable schedule? You all watch it whenever you want anyway.
Yeah.
What does it fucking matter?
Well, no, it cut into the 90-minute like Drag Race, right?
But do you really think down at Viacom, there was a bunch of people around a round table and they said, well, we have this show called Real Friends of WeHo. Should we cauterize and neuter our juggernaut success Drag Race?
Uh-huh.
I think we should.
Press the button.
I guarantee Drag Race was cut down to an hour before that show was even pitched.
Yeah.
I guarantee. If you guys think that show was shortened for Real Friends of WeHo, I have a fucking iceberg I want to sell you, bitch. Like, what are you... People are so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
People are so... But people don't understand. People, they're not in the industry. They don't know how it
works. R.I.P., that's a show that I miss was... what was that? The real two or the other two. Did you watch the other two?
Yeah, some of it.
The industry. Just you guys don't get it.
You guys don't get it. You're not in the industry.
You're not in the industry.
Mm.
If you're not in the industry, you're invisible.
If you're not in the industry, you're actually very lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day? I don't have a personal Instagram. I only have like drag Instagrams. When I go to people's...
Oh, you don't have your Instagram.
I don't have like a Brian Instagram.
A Brian, yeah.
So all my social media is just Trixie. And when I go to people's Instagrams that are normal people who aren't performers, I'm like a picture of a dog. Oh, a sunset.
Ugh. Ew, but great, then I'm like, emotions. Ugh.
But then I'm like, well, what would I post if I wasn't cross-dressing? Probably fucking my breakfast and a dog. Like, I don't know. I don't even have a dog. And I'd be like, here's my dog. I would just, I think I'd fabricate my life.
You get into the trends, though. I've seen you doing like the like... like the Instagrams are like, you're like changing shirts. I'm like, look at her.
The things I will listen. The things I will do to sell something. Don't ever underestimate me. The
it's other about day, damn time.
The other day I did do fully like a outfit jump,
like
because I was showing the motel merch. And by the way, can I tell you, I have never felt more fucking elderly
than
filming
than
that.
Jumping. Than,
like snapping and changing outfits is what TikTok circa 2013. Like
it's not 13 probably.
It's not even like the way people used. I was using like in a time warp, like Marty McFly Back to the Future. That's how people used TikTok like 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And here I am being like, snap, new outfit, and like there's no joke to it.
No,
I think people watched it waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I actually participated earnestly in changing outfits on TikTok, and I wanted to die immediately.
Do you edit that yourself? Here's me going,
yes,
how does it work? Like
I did. I spent time doing it myself.
How long did it take?
40 minutes.
God.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Is it CapCut?
No, I like Splice.
Okay.
I like Splice. Okay.
Squarespace?
Yeah, today I want to talk to you about Squarespace. I'm not going to make you read ads while you're here.
I would love to read an ad.
We could have a blonde wig in here and some red lipstick and been like, Katya's here to read an ad.
Hi, guys. It's me, Katya. I'm doing great.
She wishes. She wishes. Your cheeks are so full.
Thanks.
And she, well, you know, she looks
And I'm working out now.
You are.
I did.
How's that
I have
going?
To. Well, not like I did. I'm doing. Yeah.
You look trim.
Thanks. I had to. Because it's like during COVID and then after like COVID, I kind of like slipped off. I kind of quit my gym because I was just, I just want a gym to work out. I don't need a gym to like hook up.
And absolutely not.
Right?
I just want doing that. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I'm not judging you if you do, but like, and I want to go to a gym where I can use the machines and not have people just sit there looking on their phones. It drives me insane. So I left my gym and then I didn't go for like 5 months. And then I started seeing pictures of myself and I'm like, who is this manatee on stage?
Right.
And it was me. Mm-hmm. I was the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
And then like 2 months ago, I joined a gym and I'm just like every day I'm in and out, just taking these classes, just letting just throwing bean bags. It's great.
You have to
it's
just
so much
go
fun.
For it.
It's so good.
I think maybe you experienced this. I feel like when I was younger, my internalized fear of my gayness and stuff made me so scared to go to places where people are doing fitness or athleticism because I'm like, I don't belong.
I don't
go
belong.
Back to the mall,
and
bitch.
Everyone's just like,
everyone's just hot and like, you know.
It's like that scene in Mean Girls but everyone's walking in slow motion to Pass the Dutch by Missy Elliott where it's just like.
I love that song.
And oh, me too. But it's slow motion. Everyone's judging you. And, you know, I had a steam room incident where I was just like, I can't do this.
Did you get jerked off?
Thank you. No, I did not. But I got in there and I sat down and then the steam subsided and everyone was just like, and I'm like, okay, this is not. And then I became a steam room Karen and I went to the front desk and I was like, just to let you know, and everyone else can know, there is a full on porn happening in the steam room. And the guy was like, not again. And then they closed the steam room for like 5 weeks.
You did this? You are whistleblowing on the queer community.
And people,
are you a
I know.
Conservative?
And people were like, they were like, a who Republican? The fuck said something about the steam room? And I was like, oh, what a travesty indeed.
By the way, now they're just going to jerk off on the elliptical.
I know. Now,
at least the steam was protecting you. Now
was it though?
Well, now they're going to be like,
this is why Katya's not here today.
Getting COVID in the steam room. Love. Well, which one did you go? Did you go to the Crunch?
Ding. Oh, its reputation still lives on.
Well, no, they all are nasty because I went to the 24-hour fitness on Santa Monica for years. And that one, everyone said is the hookup one. I never saw sex there.
No.
Never. But I never went to steam room. I think that's where it happens.
Yeah. And everyone says that happens everywhere. And I have not seen anything like that. Actually, I do take it back because it was the first time I was at my gym now, but I went to the Beverly Hills location and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning and I went down to the locker room and all of a sudden I heard, and I was like, am I It Follows right now? Is this where it, this is my destiny? And so of course me, I'm alone in the locker room and I'm like, Nancy Drew over here, like going over to the, going into the bathroom and there's two guys in the handicap stall just going at it. And I'm like, you know what? Let them live.
You had a metamorphosis. Now you're fine with it.
Yeah. I've grown.
You heard just like,
Yeah.
It just sounded like the beginning of like Britney Spears' Slave for You. Like, I see you. And I just want to dance with you.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? This is probably just two straight men who hate their lives in a handicap stall. Who am I? No one.
I'm not saying I've never had sex in a bathroom, but I'm saying for me personally, bathroom smells don't go with sexy time. Bathroom smells. If you're in bed having sex and you smell a bathroom smell, everything comes to a screeching halt.
Everything stops.
So why in the second floor of the Macy's,
yeah,
in the handicap stall, are we just smelling piss and shit and fucking?
But it's Macy's, so it's like,
yeah, it's no, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, it was Saks Fifth Avenue.
Well, kind of better,
right?
Yeah.
Now, in the hierarchy of department stores, like Saks Fifth Avenue, Macy's, Nordstrom's, like what's the best and the worst? Macy's is the worst, right?
Like to have sex in a department store?
No, like the like Saks is the fanciest, right?
Yeah, Saks is the, I think.
And then Nordstrom, and then Macy's.
I would say Nordstrom, Macy's, Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And then.
Whatever else.
Like H&M.
Mary, that's not a department store.
Zara.
That's also not a department store.
Zara's not a department store?
Do you know what a department store means? It's a store with departments
Hello,
in
darkness,
it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. No, like a main, yeah. I think that's it.
Well, what if it's one of those giant H&Ms that has like H&M Home? Maybe that's a department store.
Is there an H&M Home?
Yeah, right? They have like, you know, like big Urban Outfitters will have like the home section.
Urban Outfitters, what a time.
Primark has a home section too, I think. Were you ever retail gay?
No.
No, you were a food service gay.
I was a food service gay.
And you worked at the Fred Siegel, didn't you?
I did. Good memory.
What's the tea at the Fred Siegel?
Oh, what do you want to know?
Well, you used to wait on the Kardashians famously.
I did. I had them all. Like, it was like early, it was like the aughts. Yeah. And I remember.
It was before they were what they are now.
I was the worst. I was good at my job, but like, if you asked a dumb question, I was going to give you a dumb answer. Mind you, I had been out all night doing spots around town and then I had to go in to the breakfast shift. You know, it was like you get there at like 9 o'clock and you set up and then the doors open at 10 and then you're hungover, you're just beat, you're rotted, but you're trying to pull it together and you're making like coffees and fucking croissants for people. And I remember there was a time when I had a couple heartbreaking moments where, you know, I'm going up to people and I'm pouring their iced tea and they're like, were you at the improv last night? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you were really funny. Can I get more tea? And I'm like,
at least they said you were funny.
They did.
They could have been like, you weren't funny. Can I get more tea?
But I did have like my best Kim Kardashian moment was Kim came in by herself. She sat at a table. There was nobody else in the restaurant. It had just opened and I'm just not having it. And they're like, Kim's at like table five or whatever. And I'm like, not like this.
So she was like regular. It was like Miss
Kim. She
wasn't
like
a
regular, but they did like call the paparazzi on themselves to be like, we're eating. We're eating. It's wild.
Stop it. We're eating.
Guys, just leave us alone. We're having carrots.
Baby carrots. Kim, they brought their own baby carrots.
Sophia Richie would bring her own vegetables. Just saying.
Love.
And so Kim came in one time and I went up to her and I was like, and you have to act like you don't know them, you know, because whatever. And I was just like, hi, what can I get for you? And she goes, do you guys have like a latte? And I go, well, we have a latte. We don't have like a latte.
Word.
And she was like, and like totally didn't get it. You know what's insane about that is you would have like these Sophia Richies, these Kylie and Kendall would come in all the time and, you know, they'd leave and and you're just like, I'm just trying to work. Can you just move? But like, then all of a sudden you would have like Sally Field, John Malkovich sitting like by themselves and no one's giving a shit. That's what infuriated me. I was like, ugh! Like I'm gagging over like Sally Field eating with her gay son and no one cares.
Right. Well, you know what that is? It's because the person that clicks on articles or buys magazines or whatever mm-hmm. is a certain age group. And if that age group doesn't know who John Malkovich is, they're not going to, You think the teen, like the thing that's going to get traction on Twitter is like John Malkovich spotted drinking coffee.
I wish. I just saw Dangerous Liaisons the other night and I was like, God, he was so good in that movie.
I have.
Do you know Dangerous Liaisons?
Isn't he in Good Will Hunting? That's the only thing I can
Cruel Intentions. He did. It's Cruel Intentions version. Well, he wasn't in Good Will Hunting. No, he was in Being John Malkovich.
Mm. I just watched The Flash the other night.
Well, someone needed to.
I loved it.
Another celebrity moment in my history was Ellen DeGeneres was there once and I looked at her and it was like looking into the eyes of Medusa. And this was like before, you know, the scandal or whatever.
Well, she has blue eyes. And yes. In defense, people with piercing blue eyes look crazy all the time. They do. People with that blue of eyes, you're like, if you looked right at me, would I turn to stone?
It's just... and it was, she just looked at me and I was like, no.
It's like a Halloween decoration.
Yeah. It's like people with those blue eyes and huskies with those blue eyes. I'm just like, yes, it's just creepy,
it's
blue.
It's spooky.
Yeah. But I mean, I had some good times in there and I left because I got a writing gig and then the rest is history. Yeah. It was a good time. It's crazy too because I have to park there still to get to the improv in that parking lot.
Oh my God.
So every now and then I see like the cafe's new class and they're all like, that's Justin. He used to work. And I'm like, dream on, children.
Is it like a lot of like actors and stuff who work in there?
I don't know. I don't really think so. There's people who've worked there for a long ass time. But Mike Wilson's the manager there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's so funny? I'm always thinking like that in LA, like everybody who works and waits table is like an aspiring actress or whatever. What I've learned living here is everybody wants to be an actress or musician, has rich parents and has no job.
Yeah.
So they're not like...
They're not putting their dues in.
No, that girl from that movie you love two years ago was not waiting tables and Discovered.
Do you want to hear something crazy? This is a story. I'm so glad I remember this. So there was years ago, it was probably right when I got passed at the Comedy Store. So it was like 2009. I worked at this hotel in West Hollywood and I had to get up at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, even way earlier to do room service for the breakfast. And this is back when I didn't have a car, but I lived right down the street. And so one morning I'm walking to the hotel and this pickup truck pulls up next to me and he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to work. He goes, need a lift? And I'm like, no, I'm good. He goes, want a blowjob? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, you look like you need one. And I'm like, well, thank you, sir. But no, I have to go to work. And he's like, all right. And he drove off. And I got to the hotel and I was like, oh my God, I think someone just thought I was a prostitute. And I said, when I said I had to go to work, he probably thought like I'm going to work as a prostitute in the morning. I was like, do I look like a morning prostitute to you?
You know, not to be dumb, but I bet a lot of prostitutes work that shift going into work.
Yeah.
Because some people will probably leave early for work and then have a prostitute gig, like hire a prostitute on the way to work.
Yeah, probably. But then I go into work.
Is it okay to say prostitute?
We can say...
Sex worker?
Prostitute, what's fine? Let's bring up courtesan again. I'm just a courtesan.
Well, no, you
can't
say...
Prostitute's fine.
Hooker's not okay.
Hooker's fine.
I think sex worker's...
We're not shaming anyone.
Is escort okay?
Escort's fine.
Okay.
I think everything's fine, but...
Ford Escort?
Ford Escort.
Hyundai Elantra.
Toyota Sun. Yeah. Or whatever. So I'm working with this guy named Robbie, right? And Robbie and I did the morning shift a lot, and he was in a band. So I would do comedy at night, and he would go play gigs around town on Sunset and stuff.
Straight
guy?
He was
just... No, straight. And so a couple years go by, and all of a sudden I see him pop up and he's doing gigs and stuff. And then I'm like, who's this woman? And he gets married. He is now married to Elizabeth Olsen, Scarlet Witch. And like everyone's journey is different. I was like, oh my God, here I am as a stand-up comic. And now he's like this rock and roll guy married to Elizabeth Olsen. I'm like, wow. Like what? And I could say like, yeah, I used to work with that guy. It's so wild.
Some people move on to better things.
Yeah.
And some don't.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Mm.
You're in my ex bedroom filling in for a crackhead with COVID.
I'm right here.
Now,
crackhead with COVID. Can we say hooker? No, I don't think we can. Crackhead? Totally fine.
Well, she has COVID and she originally was like, can I just zoom in? And I was like, we're not going to put a MacBook on the chair.
Yeah, what is this, 2020?
You know what I never participated in?
What?
Zoom stand-up.
Never. Kill me.
I never participated in that. And I also didn't participate in parking lot stand-up, but you did, didn't you? Was it like being in the movie Cars?
Scene! What?
Was it like being in the movie Cars?
No, it was like You know what? Now that you mentioned
that. Was it like being in Christine?
Yeah, it was like you're in a drive-in theater. It was like, do you remember Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, of course.
When he's introducing his movie at the end in the drive-in, it was like that. It was like you go up, it was the most bizarre thing. Tammy Jo Dearen, bless her, put together this comedy show in the Magic Castle parking lot. And it was like this weird, like Rascal Flatts video set with like Hope Floats, like wooden deck with like exposed lights with like 4th of July banners. And I'm from Texas, so that's my interpretation of it.
It sounds like Cracker Barrel, bitch.
Very outdoor Cracker Barrel chic. And all these cars are lined up, and they're clapping with their headlights.
So yeah. What? And so then they roll during the set or no?
Huh?
At the end or at the beginning?
During, and then they give them little like clappers, you know, like those carnival clappers. So they'd stick them out the windows, and you just hear,
"Shut your fucking mouth! Shut your mouth!" That literally
they
sounds
dial
like...
in on a radio channel to like hear us. Oh, it was so bizarre. I remember Margaret Cho, Sherry Shepherd, like Jamie Kennedy, and we're all like backstage and we're like, is this it? Like, is this what we're doing now? And it was so bizarre, but it was so fun. And it was just still an outlet for us to like express ourselves and perform. But yeah, that was who I didn't do any of the Zoom. Because I had my birthday that month, March, and you sent me a very sweet video message for my birthday. But I was like, I had plans that week. I was ready to go out. And then it was like, and I was like the first Zoom like birthday call.
I remember that. It must have been like mid-March.
Yeah, it was mid-March. March 20th was my birthday.
You know, I didn't do the Zoom or I didn't do the drive-in stand-up thing because I guess I thought like if they didn't like your jokes, they just pull the e-brake and car rolls you over and like that's it. Like, yeah. You know,
they
I don't know. I
light just, a match in their car.
Well, I guess the people could like hotbox themselves and like, I don't know.
I think that's what it was. Everyone got stoned because you'd see like smoke coming out of the windows. Yeah, like.
But I think like, I don't know, seeing someone on stage and like turning on the radio to hear their voice would have felt very like War of the Worlds or something to me, like dystopian.
Oh, what a great reference. I love that movie.
Yeah. Sort of like, we live in a time where stand up is outside.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm glad I didn't do it. But when I did come back from COVID and have to start doing gigs again, it did feel like improv level one. It was like, oh God, I hate all my old jokes.
It was improv
and
level
since
one.
Since I haven't been working, I don't have any new jokes.
Well, and that's what's funny too, because there was a time when like after we started going back into the clubs, everyone was like, COVID, am I right? Remember in COVID when... What? So there was like that time, and now it's just kind of like taboo if you mention it, unless, you know, surge again. Actually, 7 new strains developed while we were talking this podcast.
I know. I was talking to Michelle Collins, and we were talking about...
I love her.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're a good friend. You know, I just think she's one of those people that knows every gay person.
She's amazing.
So, but we were talking about like... she was the first one who was like... She was like, I don't want to out her, but she was like, you know, I'm not conservative, but like, I don't think everything everyone always says about COVID is true. And I'm like, of course, because we knew everything we knew at the time, but that it was changing all the time.
Right.
So everything you thought yesterday could be a lie tomorrow and then like fake the next day. And it's who knows?
I had my doors locked, my windows shut. I was like in my bathtub, just like, I can never see anyone ever again. Like, people were dropping stuff off, like Postmates and shit. And I'd have my Lysol just.
Oh, I know. Like, me in that kitchen.
Outbreak.
Me in that kitchen wearing rubber gloves, like wiping an apple down with like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, yeah. People. What are we doing?
Who am I? Am I Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yeah.
Why does that sanitation to me is. Dipping a fucking banana in nail polish remover and be like, I guess it's good. Like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Taking a Silkwood shower and bleach. You're like, this is good. This is good for me.
I think the skin's coming off. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Who knows, girl? How long have you and your partner been together?
This month it'll be 2 years.
Love that.
The 17th of September, yeah.
Now, what is your least favorite thing? I'm just kidding.
Well, my least favorite thing about him?
No, you don't have to say that. How'd you guys meet?
In real life.
In the wild.
In the wild.
Did you like bump into each other at a Barnes & Noble?
You would think.
But you guys are gay. I don't know. Was it Starbucks? Kinda, Sephora?
No. What'd you say? Sephora and
gay.
What was the other one?
Starbucks?
No, Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble.
I met him at a very respectable establishment called
High
Tops.
Barnes & Noble, Starbucks? No. I met him at
High Tops.
K-Spa.
Like, I met him at a very established bar.
High Tops is nice.
It's really cute. But it's funny because I had this astrologer, celebrity astrologer, Kyle Thomas, and he does like astrology for Cosmo and like all these magazines and stuff, and really good. And like I had my podcast, and he was like, you're going to meet somebody in the end of like in the fall, something like that. And this was like maybe like 2-3 months prior. And I was like, okay. And was like, no, I think this one's like the one. And I'm like, all right, cool. Thanks for coming on. And I had two shows that night in September at the Comedy Store. And he calls me up and he's like, yeah, it's my like, you know, LA anniversary, because people do that. I've survived this long in the city. Let's drink. I'm like, okay. And it was like 11:30. And I was like, nah, I think I'm going to like call it quits. He's like, there's a whole bunch of guys here. You need to meet people. You need to like get back on the market. And I'm like,
how long
okay.
have you been single?
Oh, for a while.
Just 12 years.
For a while. Quick. Yeah. The last guy I dated was just a complete psychopath. And I was like, never again. And
there is that moment after breaking up where you're like, I'm confidently telling you I will never date again.
Ever.
There is a complete unflinching assurance that I will never fuck with that again.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing this ever again. And I went down to High Tops and I'm looking at all the guys and they all look like cookie cutouts of one another. They're all like the same person, just
jobless and gorgeous.
Yeah. Jobless and gorgeous. That
Everybody,
was it.
Nobody in Los Angeles has a job.
And no personality.
No personality.
They're just
like a mesh top.
If that. This was like more like polos and just like they all looked like their
They're
names.
They're still talking
like,
about the Taylor Swift concert they saw 6 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very that.
Yeah.
And then I look down and I see this like, you know.
I look down.
Well, I look down, you know.
Everyone.
I look down on everyone.
Well, he's not super tall.
Well, I'm like 6'4".
Yeah.
He's 5'8".
That is looking down.
Yeah.
You said, oh, shit.
He's my short king. And I look down and it's like this little Cocker Spaniel just looking at me like.
Uh-huh. With his dick out.
With his what?
His dick out.
Not dick. His tongue. His tongue was out. You know, yeah. And big eyes, big hair. And so he had
just,
big, like, Midwest. I called him
he
Pamela.
He does have big hair.
He has big hair as well. So, I mean, everyone's like, of course you guys are together. I'm like, don't hair shame me and my partner. At least we don't look alike. You know what I mean? But we have good hair. But his hair was, like, full coiffed. Like, I called him Pamela when we first started dating because it was just full Midwestern wig.
He does have huge hair.
He has big hair.
Dave and I look like two fucking everlasting gobstoppers. You suck them and suck them and suck them. They never get any smaller. Like we do. And you guys look so... His hair is almost bigger than yours.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me. But like, no, we just started like talking and he just got out of an engagement and I had a partner pass away during COVID, an ex of mine. And so we just kind of took our time together. And yeah, and like I honestly... And now we live together and like...
I had an ex pass away kind of recently.
Yours did?
An ex, yeah. I haven't really told many people about it because but it's a weird feeling, right?
It is weird. How long were you all together?
We were together maybe 3 years, yeah. Like in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And it just was weird. Not yeah. because like, I mean, anybody passing away, you know, is sad. But when you had that level of intimacy with someone,
yeah.
It's a very, I don't know.
It's very strange.
When you've been in love with someone, you don't think they're ever going to die, weirdly.
That's it. And the feeling of like, oh my God, like, it's not like they've moved away. They're gone from the planet.
Yeah.
And that's the reality where you're just like, wow. Like, and I immediately think of The Craft. You don't even exist anymore. You know? Like,
yeah.
And that's really what it is. You're just like, oh, you're just like gone.
Yeah.
And it's very strange. And like, we, you know, we were off and on for like years, but we were still friends. And it's just weird because every now and then I'll like, you know, I walk by where we used to live and I'm just like, huh. And then there's like a light on because like somebody else has lived there now or lives there now. And I'm just kind of like, strange.
Yeah, very. He was probably my first like serious, like long, we lived together and stuff. And it's weird because I, of course, don't have any regrets that we broke up or anything. We weren't, you know, we were great for each other when I was like 21. I love you forever.
Yeah.
Says everyone at 20, 21.
Of course.
But and it was just weird to, when you have been in love with someone, you don't imagine that they're ever going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had a romantic partner die. It's a different, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Hashtag vulnerable Trixie.
It's just weird. And it makes you think, not to be whatever, it makes me be like, oh my God, every ex I have and my current partner will all someday die.
Yeah. It's life.
You know?
It is bizarre.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Was it like, if you don't mind, was it like, was it tragic?
Oh, I
or
killed
was
him.
It?
No.
Okay, perfect. And this is why Katya's not here as well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it always tragic?
It's always tragic, but it was like, it wasn't like disease or was it like?
We don't know. I mean, he had on and off problems.
Yeah.
You know the kind.
Sure.
So we don't know. But yeah. It's, you know, they talk about, listen, I don't mean to bring up Watchmen, but I'll bring up Watchmen.
You always bring up Watchmen.
Okay, I guess yeah. I do. In Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan is like, we're going to be together for 10 years, but it's going to end in tragedy. And Regina King is like, well, why would I want to be with you if you're saying it's going to end in tragedy? And he's like, don't all relationships end in tragedy?
Ugh, poet.
They do.
Yeah. Oh. Dr. Manhattan, he had the big dick, right?
Yeah, he has the big dick. I think his name is Yahya. The actor's name is Yahya Abdul, I believe. Uh-huh. And yeah, he was naked with a big blue penis. I thought, what is it like to be the makeup artist? Not to be whatever, but depending on the weather in the room, whatever, yeah. Penises change presentations, shapes, sizes. How do you paint genitals blue and then on camera have them continue to look consistently the same, you know?
I think it's a prosthetic.
You think it's not a real penis?
There's no real penises on TV anymore.
But it's HBO.
Well, right, but I think that was before like the euphoria of
no,
it all.
No, but HBO is like rotten.com at this point. It is. HBO.
I think all the wieners, not wieners, look at me, just the wieners these days. No, I think they're all like prosthetics. Who had a dick out recently?
No, TV's all crazy now. Like,
yeah, David, there's like prosthetics and everyone's like, oh my God, that guy. There was a guy in Was it Succession? No, shit. There was some movie. It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to wake up tonight and be like, but he had like a huge dong.
When Harry Met Sally.
Meg Ryan.
Billy Crystal. Oh. So my final question is to you. You are a picture of a success story of chasing your dream and actually achieving it.
Wow. So are you.
How did you do it? And what would you tell your younger self?
Oh God, is this real?
What would you say to little Justin?
Someone did this to me at Pride. Like a TikToker came up to me and was like, what would you say? It was like, it's Pride. Well, oh no. The ghost of Katya lives on. Someone came up to me at Pride and was just like, we're here. We're proud. What would you say to your 9-year-old self? And I was just like, drunk, and I'm like, girl, shut up. Like, get the spotlight out of my face. Like, yeah,
What would you say to your young self? Girl, shut up.
Girl, shut up. I mean, I think, girl, get over it. Live on. I don't know. I think
I'm so happy.
I'm glad I pushed on. There was a time where there was a couple of times actually where I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I was fortunate enough to have friends who were like, you've got this. Stay on my couch. Regroup. Focus. I had a lot of people believe in me and just say like, no. Just stick with it. Believe in yourself. And I'm glad I had that inner, what's the opposite of a saboteur? Like a...
What's the opposite of a saboteur? I guess like an inner cheerleader.
Inner cheerleader saying like, you know what you can do? You know, my mom always told me, you know, never forget who you are. And never forget where you came from. And I just think that's always kind of stayed with me. And I just feel like, especially in this industry where it's like, you know, I'm not a drag queen.
No.
Not yet a woman. But I'm putting myself out there and I'm playing with like these like machismo dudes. And here I am, this little LGBT, like right in the middle of them all and letting them all have it and showing them like it can be done. And I've had these young kids who are trying to, you know, get into comedy being like, you're such a, you know, inspiration for me and like a role model for me. And I'm like, I guess I can do that. But at the same time, I want to use my voice and my platform to like uplift us because it's fucking dark out there right now. You know,
it is.
We did the Drag Isn't Dangerous telethon and it was just like the fact that we even have to do this because of the anti-drag legislation and everything. It's just preposterous. And I was like, I'm not a drag queen, but I can host. So...
it's okay to also be over it. Like, I feel like for artists, it's like when you feel over it, you're like, well, I can't tell anyone because everyone thinks that I love my job. So I can't say anything about it, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's okay to be like, I don't know about you, but I have these massive waves of inspiration where I love it. And then deep valleys where I'm like, I never want to see a wig again.
For ever. Sure. For sure.
So just allowing yourself to be like, nothing is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
All these feelings, good or bad, are always temporary. Enjoy the highs and then know that the lows go away.
But also the best creativity comes from the lows. I love that. I love being in deep depression and then being like, I'm going to talk about this on stage.
100%.
And people are like, okay.
Who wants to hear from stand-ups who are like, my husband loves me, I'm gorgeous, and I make great money?
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
No, you're not right, ladies.
You're not right, ladies.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some people who are like,
you know? Yeah. Why is this wine glass empty?
I know. You call this chilled Chardonnay? You know?
Well, tell everybody where they can find you, because I'm sure they'll want to find you.
Well, you can't find me at Crunch, but you can find me at, my podcast, Just Saying with Justin Martindale, is available on iTunes, Spotify. I will be on Jeff Lewis Live September 27th.
Love him.
The debut. And Instagram, Justin Martindale. And yeah.
And I'm going to come on your pod because you've asked me to come on about 10 times.
So many times.
And then last night I said, will you do this last minute? And you said, of course.
So
that's
friends.
The kind of friend I am.
That's a good friend right there.
Yeah. So go listen to Justin's pod and I'll be on there very, very soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.